Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Executive Director of the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, Joshua Dukart, joining us. And Joshua, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time and joining us here on Let's Talk. We have Joshua joining us today from the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition to talk about their upcoming annual winter conference, which will be going on in Jamestown. This is going to be a very big conference for not just the state of North Dakota and North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, but for many area individuals as well. Joshua, for our listeners, could you tell us a little bit about the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition first before we talk about the conference coming up?
Sure. The North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition was established in 1996 by a small group of farmers and ranchers themselves that had gone through some challenging times and had found their way through to the other side and had learned quite a bit in the process. They decided that as a collective group, they wanted to share that information with anybody who might be interested, with the idea that not everybody maybe had to struggle the way that they did or have to completely reinvent the wheel every time some changes were needed. But that organization over the years, even though it started off with basically a mentoring program, an informal one, if you will, to start with, they've grown it into a formal mentoring program, an educational entity, and a group of men and women scattered across the state that very highly value education and training opportunities and the ability to work one-on-one with other agriculturalists and other land managers, maybe directly or indirectly related with agriculture across the state. And I so fortunately am able to serve as the executive director for that group, so I get to interact with these people on a regular basis, as well as all of the different partners that we utilize throughout the year. For example, the Leopold Conservation Award that was brought to North Dakota in 2016 is a partnership between the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, and the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts, along with the founding entity, the Sand County Foundation. That would be just one example of the many different partnerships that we utilize, and one of the primary events that we try to offer and help bring to the table every year is not only the Leopold Award, but also a summer tour, and now getting geared up for our annual winter conference.
Excellent. And as you pointed out too, Joshua, being a, like you said, a formal mentoring program, this would be a good chance for you guys to showcase that to the annual winter conference coming up in Jamestown on January 17th. And it looks like there's going to be a lot of national speakers that'll also be present for this, right?
Correct. Yeah, we always try to put together a mix of speakers, both those that are locally led in terms of their leadership and the innovative and progressive things that they're doing. And those speakers this year would be actually the 2017 Leopold Award winner, Ken Miller, along with his wife Bonnie, operate a ranch near Fort Rice, North Dakota. And Ken will be sharing his story with us that day, as well as Pete Kronberg, a producer near Forbes, North Dakota. But as you said, we also try and include some national and sometimes international speakers into our lineup, and this year is no different. We have Deborah Clark from Texas, who's going to be speaking about holistically managing their operation, a rather large operation in that part of Texas. And in addition to that, for the past several years, we have also tried to more fully engage the other components, to the consumer, the health-related individuals and organizations that are directly affected by the products that we produce in agriculture. And we wanted to kind of bring a holistic approach to what we talk about. So the human health component is also included, and therefore Dee Dee Pursehouse is coming. She's a medical practitioner, but she also understands the connection between soils, plants, animals, and food. So we're really excited about not only the local individuals that we have, that the great state of North Dakota has to offer, but also the national and international flavor that we can add to this to bring some additional perspective to this particular conference.
Again, Executive Director Joshua Dukart with the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And yeah, Joshua, like you pointed out, a good mix and really will appeal to a wide variety, a wide audience in the state of North Dakota. And again, this is going to be in Jamestown at the Quality Inn and Suites Wednesday, January 17th. And this runs kind of all day on that Wednesday.
It sure does. Yep, we had it there last year. This is our second year in Jamestown. That facility and that staff did a wonderful job helping us facilitate this particular workshop last year, so we're excited to hold it again this year. And the bar was set high for our workshop last year, and I expect no less this year.
Wonderful. Joshua, there is also a prize for those who want to get in there, and you're looking to have registrations as well, so you have a good number or a good count of who will be there.
Yes. It's important for us, to the best of our ability anyway, to account for people, because we do provide a meal as well as some educational materials for this particular event. And $30 per person, which is a real nominal fee for the amount of information along with the meal that you will receive. And in addition to that $30, that also gets you a membership to our organization. If you are already a member, then the registration for this event is $20. And you can certainly register online at our website, ndglc.com, or you can call the phone number 701-430-0428. And please try and register by January 10th, if that is at all possible, simply because it gives us enough lead time to put everything together to make this the best event we can.
Absolutely. Again, Joshua Dukart, the executive director of the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition here on Let's Talk. Joshua, anything else you wanted to add about the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition, or do you have a website or anywhere somebody else can go to learn more information about your organization?
You know, at that same website where you can register, it's just the first letter of our full name, North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition. So ndglc.com contains all the information that you could possibly want to learn about our organization, individual and the individuals that make that up, as well as any of the mentoring services that we offer if people are interested in that. And just one last bit of encouragement about our winter conference. It started out as a conference that was specifically about improving your grazing management, which related to a very targeted group of people. Mm-hmm. But we have really tried to build this conference into something that is an attraction to those that, yes, are involved in grazing animal agriculture, but to those that are involved in grazing, in cropping, in gardening, those that are interested in learning just about food production that they feed their families, and those that are interested in human health. So it's really a wide variety, a broad spectrum, and we really hope to attract a lot of people from diverse backgrounds.
Awesome. Very good. So again, get your tickets, get signed up, get registered for the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition Annual Winter Conference in Jamestown on January 17th. And Joshua, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.